You might have missed it among all that COVID news, but the city of Bloomington is now running its own arena without a management company. How long can that last?
The jury is still out on that, but we're definitely thinking about keeping it in-house or keeping it partially in-house.
That's Mayor Terry Renner. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, September 18th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with State Farm doing something it's never done before, buying another insurance company. State Farm is buying Gainsco in a $400 million deal announced yesterday. It's expected to close in 2021 after approval by Gainsco's shareholders and regulators. Gainsco will continue to operate as a separate company, focusing on non-standard auto insurance products and specializing in minimum limits personal policies. Over time, State Farm agents will be able to sell those products alongside their own. Jim Lynch with the Insurance Information Institute says Gainsco's type of product allows insurance companies to reach customers who might not qualify for ordinary policies.
Maybe you've had a number of tickets on your record, more than the standard company typically accepts, or maybe you've had a couple of accidents or severe accidents, or there may be a particularly severe ticket in your history.
Lynch says that minimum limits auto insurance policies keep premiums affordable for drivers by reducing the amount that the company would need to pay out. He says this kind of market has grown over the last decade.
A standard auto writer will acquire a non-standard auto carrier because it complements the line of business they've already got. It gives them an opportunity to have a policy and a quote in place for a larger population.
Gainsco executives say they look forward to partnering with State Farm with the long-term goal of becoming a nationwide leader in non-standard policies. Here's some other stories we're following the WGLT newsroom. A 19th person in McLean County has died after contracting COVID. She was a woman in her 80s with underlying health conditions. The county's testing positivity rate continues to decline, down to 5.7%. It's the lowest it's been in nearly a month. It's almost back even with the national average. ISU says nearly 100 students have been issued letters of possible code of conduct violations related to last week's off-campus parties featuring YouTube's Nelk Boys. And Lincoln College will go back to hybrid learning Monday after a two-week quarantine and virtual learning period. It peaked at 35 students in quarantine with 13 confirmed COVID cases. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Running an entertainment venue is hard when you can't hold live events in person. The city of Bloomington owns two of those, Grossinger Motors Arena and the Center for the Performing Arts. Eric Stock looks at how the city is trying to keep these taxpayer-supported venues from draining the city budget at a time many local governments have taken a big pandemic-caused financial hit.
Peoria Civic Center managers recently said they need a multi-million-dollar lifeline soon or the facility may close. In Bloomington, the situation is not that dire. That's according to City Communications and External Affairs Manager Nora Dukowitz.
There's still the facility cost, but so far as not having those traditional events in either facility, we're not seeing as great of an impact as one might think that we would be.
Dukowitz says that's because many events at the arena and BCPA lose money. Over the last 3 years, events at the two facilities lost more than $1 million. That doesn't include other expenses, payroll, building maintenance, and bond payments. The city uses sales tax money to pay off the bonds for BCPA renovations done 14 years ago. That sales tax money has left a shortfall of about $1.6 million in the last 3 years. $1.6 million is also close to what the city pays in annual debt service on Grossinger Motors Arena. Events there also lose money, a net shortfall of $1.3 million since 2018. The city will save money by moving arena operations in-house. Early in the pandemic, Bloomington opted out of its contract a year early with the Venue Works. The deal would have paid Venue Works about $170,000 in management fees and projected commission from concessions. Now the city will have to hire its own staff to book events and keep the books. Nora Dukowitz with the City of Bloomington says the city doesn't plan to hire more people now. There are no events to schedule. Mayor Terry Renner says he imagines the city will need to bring in workers eventually.
Probably it would require at least a little bit of additional staff, or we would contract out part of that. And there have been a lot of local vendors and local business people who are interested.
Renner says it's possible the contractor could handle booking for both venues to save money, and it remains to be seen if the city can manage two venues long term.
The jury is still out on that, but we're definitely thinking about keeping it in-house or keeping it partially in-house. One of the things that COVID is doing is forcing us to rethink how we're delivering all of our public services.
Part of that rethinking involves finding ways to repurpose these facilities during the pandemic. City spokesperson Nora Dukowitz.
Neither facility has been completely dormant. Just because you're not seeing those traditional events at either facility doesn't mean there's nothing going on there.
Dukowitz says the city has converted the arena ticket office into a customer service center for city business. It will also be an early voting site and voting center on election day. Since many entertainment events are break-even at best, Dukowitz says the city doesn't believe losing them short-term will be a new burden for the city. Bloomington now projects losing less money this year than they figured before the pandemic, but the city acknowledges those figures don't account for economic impact. The Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau calculates how much revenue Grossinger Motors Arena brings to the city. The arena created close to $14 million in economic impact for the community last year. That's based on tens of thousands of visitors who come to arena shows and games, many from out of town. Bureau President Crystal Howard says that's a big financial hit with venues like the arena closed.
Our marketing efforts have changed a little bit, but we are very much marketing because we want visitors to come into the area. And right now, what we're seeing is that our industry, they're traveling, but they're really doing outdoor places.
Howard says the good news is many events that canceled this year rebooked next year in the hope conventions, concerts, and indoor sporting events will be safe by then. I'm Eric Stock.
Read the rest of this story at WGLT.org. That is it for today. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.